A chaplain visits a woman in a hospital room. She says, "I thought I knew what mattered. Then the doctor said the word cancer and everything changed. That moment is not only medical, it is philosophical, it is spiritual. It is emotional, it is relational, it is embodied, it is practical. She is asking big questions, even if she does not use academic words. What is my life worth? Where is God? What can I hope for? What happens if I die? What should I say to my family? What matters now?" Phil Ministry Skills begins with this conviction. No one lives without philosophy. Everyone lives by answers to life's biggest questions. Some answers are biblical. Some are borrowed from culture. Some are shaped by pain. Some are inherited from family. Some come from fear. Some come from faith. Colossians 2:8 warns believers not to be taken captive through empty philosophy according to human tradition and not according to Christ. That does not mean Christians should avoid careful thinking. It means our thinking must be brought under the lordship of Christ. A Christian leader does not need to sound academic to practice Phil ministry skills. The leader needs to notice what question is really being asked. When a teenager says, "My body feels like a mistake," the question is about identity, embodiment, pain, language, belonging, and faith. When a man says, "I am only valuable when I provide," the question is about worth, work, masculinity, fear, family story, and ultimate trust. When a couple says, "We just fell out of love," the question is about covenant, emotion, habit, desire, forgiveness, and spiritual formation. Roy Clouser helps us notice hidden ultimate beliefs. What is functioning like God in this story? Do Weird's aspects help us notice more of reality? Are we seeing the emotional aspect, the social aspect, the ethical aspect of love, the faith aspect of ultimate trust, the biotic aspect of embodied life? Ministry Sciences often observes what Scripture has already revealed. People need meaning, story, belonging, hope, and wise practices. But the gospel gives the deepest hope because it does not merely help us cope. It brings us to Christ, who is the truth, the way, and the life. What helps? Listen for the big question beneath the surface statement. What harms? Treating people's deepest questions as interruptions, overreactions, or problems to fix quickly. Phil Ministry Skills helps leaders hear the soul-level question and respond with truth, grace, wisdom, and hope.